afraid of driving on the A13. And my daughter said, this pattern has stopped. That means I'm not going to be like my mother. Hallelujah. I'm going to face it. Hallelujah. And you are going to tell yourself, it may be a little joke, but it's reality. You are going to thank God that the pattern in my mother's life, the pattern in my grandmother's life, has stopped in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank God that this pattern has stopped in my life, in my situation, in my work life, in everything. Every pattern that will not glorify God has stopped in my life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Can we say amen? In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I will worship from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him. Everlasting to everlasting, I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting, I will worship him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting, I will worship him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting, I will praise you from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting, I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Hallelujah. You know, we are saying that this pattern must stop. And the pattern must stop in our life in Jesus' name. Amen. It's 3 days fasting and prayer. I think we are a little bit cold. Can we all rise? Help me, please. Like this song. All what I want is victory. Daddy, come and help me. If the Papa, let them kolo, let them pebe. All I want is victory. Demilade, go to the drum. Thank you. my life, concerning my job, concerning my children, concerning whatever. Father, all I want in 2025 is victory, O Lord. I don't know how you are going to do it. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Baba Shekere Baba. Lord, 2025, all I want is victory. All I want is victory. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want us to open our Bible to Isaiah 60. And that is the word of God for us this morning. Amen. 2025, we shall arise and shine. In the mighty name of Jesus, say, arise and shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Omotayo, you will arise and shine. Omotayo, you will arise and shine. The Lord, the people around you, they will see the glory of God upon your life. Open your mouth and begin to pray. That because this pattern has stopped. The pattern of stagnation has stopped in my life. The pattern that is not making effort of destiny to see me has stopped. And that is why that this morning I declare that I will arise and shine. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Masho kerebo seneri baba. Rima sakara baba baba. Robo shikari masanari baba. Oluwa. Baba bo shekeri baba. Rende derebo sekere bobo. I declare. In the mighty name of Jesus. The pattern in my life. Pattern of stagnation. The pattern that makes me to remain the same. The pattern that is not making me to move forward. The pattern that is not making my children to shine. Lord, I declare and declare this morning, I will arise and shine. The Lord has said it. My children will arise and shine. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon my family. Cornerstone Fountain Church, hear the word of God. You shall arise and shine. Nothing will stop you 2025. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. These patterns must stop. You know some people, all of us were from Africa. People look, hey, this 2025 war. Like yakin to wo, what is this children going to be? People, they take mirror. They monitor people's life. You are going to pray. Masho kari baba leba. I don't care. Even if it is my mother, my father, whoever that is monitoring my family 2025, that is making, you know, our life. Just stay in one place. Some people, you will do interview. They've already shake your hand. Don't worry. The job is yours. A month after, you will now be calling and calling and calling. No, we are sorry. We have somebody that is a little bit better than you. That will not happen this year in your life in Jesus' name. Everything you start, the Lord will complete it in your life in Jesus' name. You are going to pray. And that is why we stand that we don't care. If they want to colo, let them colo. Whoever that plan, you know, as we are writing our goal for 2025, some people, they are writing their goal in order to destroy somebody's ex-children. You are going to pray. Whoever that has put them, well, I don't know, maybe they are one or two, they gather together to say, ha, ma will be tomo yi ma de lo doing. I will see what this child will do this year. May the Lord scatter them. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are going to pray. whoever that gather together because of me and my family, that want to destroy me, that want the pattern to continue in my life, that they are monitoring me, every object they are using to monitor me, even their eyes, the Lord will blind them. If they are going to their covenant, they will have stroke on the way. In the mighty name of Jesus, because I have decreed and declared that I will arise and shine. Open your mouth and begin to pray for yourself and your family. Begin to mention the name of your children and say, Amatayo, you will arise and shine. Oluwada Milare, you will arise and shine. Jesus Femi, you will arise and shine. Jesus Lolami, you will arise and shine. Jeremiah, you will arise and shine. Reverend Dare, you will arise and shine. Open your mouth and begin to decree. Ah, the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will arise. You will arise. You will arise. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Verse 2 say, for behold, the darkness shall cover the health, and the gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. He's telling us that darkness can gather. You know, last year they gather. They were monitoring, you know. They want to do everything for you not to see 2025. But God has overpowered them. And that is why I'm telling you this 2025. They gather, but this time around, the Lord will not spare their life. The Lord will destroy them in the name of Jesus. So you are going to pray. It does not matter how they gather. But Lord, your glory will continue to shine upon my life. Your glory will continue to shine upon my family. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. You say even when they gather, Lord God, when they gather, but your glory will cover me. Your glory will cover my children. Your glory will cover me. Your glory will cover my children. 2025, my enemy, they will not overcome me. They will not overpower me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's quickly go to verse 5. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of Deshai shall come unto thee. Who is telling you that the black people cannot make it in UK? Hey! Everything in this country is coming to you. Good things. Blessing. Blessing is coming to you. 2025. The pattern of black people cannot make it is gone. 2025. Abundant grace, abundant blessing is for you and me. In the mighty name of Jesus, turn that to prayer. Say, Father, it does not matter my color, the color of my skin. It does not matter, oh Lord, but be where I come from. But I know that you have decreed that you will enlarge my coast. Because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto me. The forces of Jeshai shall come unto thee. Open your mouth and begin to pray that this year is my year of promotion. That pattern has stopped in my life. This is my year of promotion. wherever the black people cannot enter in UK, Baba begin to enter in 2025. Whatever position that they feel the black people cannot take, I begin to take big position in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing can limit me again. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Nothing can limit me again. Ah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Verse 6 said, the multitude of camels shall come thee to cover thee. The dromedary of Midian and Ephah and all they from Sheba come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. Mama e kani Yoruba bi da di se ba so pe e ka Yoruba ka gbo 6 ma Amen. Wa fi yin Oluwa ran ninu aye re. They will bring, you know, at your working place, go and write it down, 2025. Those people that hate you, they will be your friend. They will be telling you, when they go to their pub, they will come back to tell you whatever secrets you're supposed to know. Hallelujah. They will come so that when you go for that meeting, it will look as if you know how to do it. No, it's God. It's God. The Lord will go inside of you. The Lord will speak through you in the mighty name of Jesus. In your working place this year, you will be the top, because the Lord will give you wisdom. The Lord will give you knowledge. Even when everything, they cannot, you know, everybody will say, that's a problem. You will be the solution. Am I talking to somebody? You will be the solution. Because the gold and the incense, everything that matter, has been handed over to you. This year, in the mighty name of Jesus. What has been disturbing you is the pattern. Say, from your lineage, nobody can attain that level. And again, because you are from Africa, you cannot stay there. Even when you are there, what they are trying is how to bring you down. But listen and listen good. This pattern has stopped. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are going to pray. Father, I receive wisdom. I receive knowledge. You know, gold and incense is an important thing. It's the wisdom. It's the knowledge. It's the word from God. I've received it now. Everything that I will need to occupy my throne, to occupy my position, I receive it today. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Masakari ba shendere bobo, rende bo sinari ba sakara baba. Lord, I receive, oh Lord. I receive, oh Lord. I receive, oh Lord. That knowledge, oh Lord. That wisdom, oh Lord. To occupy this position you have given to me. Father, 2025 is my year for new opportunity. 2025 is the year of me moving forward. Everything I need, oh Lord. When I open my mouth, I open it with wisdom. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Before our daddy come, I want you to pray that this year I will testify. This year I will have a great testimony. Every affliction in my life, it ends today. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Every pattern of oppression, every pattern of affliction, every pattern of stagnation, every pattern that is not making me to move forward, I come against it today. This year, I decree, it's my year of new covenant, my year of new beginning, my year of new opportunity, my year of new life, my year that I will carry my children, the year that I will carry my baby, the year that I will carry my grandchildren. Open your mouth and begin to pray. This is my year, the year of my new thing, the year of my new beginning. I decree and declare, this pattern has stopped. This pattern has stopped. This pattern has stopped. In the mighty name of Jesus, this pattern has stopped. Begin to decree and declare, it's my year of new beginning. 2024, I did not have money, but this year I will be rich. I will lend to nation in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that has stopped me, I stop them right now in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we want to thank you. Blessed be your name, O Lord, because we know the pattern has stopped. We shall arise and shine in the name of Jesus. 2026, we will testify that 2025 has been a greater year in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Let's continue the songs. If not die, let them die. If na kulo, let them kulo. If na peme, let them peme. All I want, I die, let them die. If na, let them kulo. Somebody, you are going to start this prayer today. Wherever they are waiting for me, oh God, go ahead of me. At the junction where they are waiting to attack me, Lord, go there and scatter them. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Every junction they are waiting to attack me, whatever they are doing to stop me this year, Lord, go ahead of me and scatter their plan. Scatter their plan. Pray for yourself this morning. Whatever they are doing, whatever they are manipulating, that they are waiting for me. I say, oh, we get here. Oh, God, my Father, scatter them. Is he in my health that they are waiting to attack me? Is he in my children that they are waiting to attack me? Oh, Lord, go ahead and scatter the hair. Every plan of the wicked. Is it in my marriage? Is it in my finances? Is it in my career? Is it in my office? Everywhere they are waiting to attack me. Lord, go ahead of me tonight. Go ahead of me today. Go ahead of me today. Go ahead of me today. Pray for yourself. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. In Genesis 45 verse 3. Genesis 45 verse 3. Joseph met his brother. They never knew he's still alive. They thought he was dead. Every member of your family that is planning that you will die, you will not succeed. They will die before you in the name of Jesus. We end their life this year in the name of Jesus. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. You don't know. You think you will end me. Who wants you to die young? Who wants to kill you young? Who wants to stop your glory from manifesting? Because he had a dream like you have a dream. Joseph had a dream like you have a dream. Oh, I want to have a lovely family. I want to have this. And somebody went ahead. He said, I am Joseph. Does my father yet live? And his brother could not answer him. For they were troubled at his presence. Somebody, you are going to pray. Every power that does not want me to grow. Eh? Nobody is still young to grow. Mama, going very dark. Have you? You are going to cry to Jehovah. Every power that wants to stop my growth, every power that wants to stop my enlargement, oh God, my Father, destroy them today. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Whatever power that wants to stop my growth, whatever power that wants to stop my development, what are the instruments they want to use? What do they want to use to stop me? Oh God, destroy them today. Pray for yourself. Ibo not affect by you see me. Cry to God this morning. Ibo not affect by. In the chair will not fellow. Pray for yourself. What we are do they want to enter into my life? What is the plan of the wicked against me this year? What instrument does darkness want to use against me? Oh God, scatter them. Oh God, scatter them. Pray for yourself this morning. Everyone that doesn't want me to grow, they don't want me to develop. Oh Lord, scatter them. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. You are going to pray. Who has heard of my dream? Who has used another means to check out my dream? Who is using mirror to monitor me? Joseph came up. He said, I saw 11 stars, the moon and the sun. They bow to me. They don't even care that they are stars. All they hear is they bow. Your enemy doesn't care. They want to be rich like you. All they want, they don't just want you to be rich. So that you are rich is not that you are even alive is their problem. And that is why you will cry. What they want to cover is that glory. At the point when David supposed to manifest, he got into where he can kill Goliath. His brother said, what are you doing here? At the place of his manifestation, even on the day of his ordination, he was not invited. And that's why you will cry today. Every battle from my hometown, every battle from my own house that is fighting me, oh God of heaven, scatter you today. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Every battle that know my beginning, every battle that know how I started, every battle that know what I promised to do in life, that want to scatter you, oh God, scatter them today. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Just pray for yourself. That battle from my father's house, that battle from my mother's house, the battle of those we grew up together, the battle of siblings, oh God, that want to stop me, that want to eradicate my problem, oh God, scatter them today. Jesus' majestic name we pray. You are going to cry to God. Who is still calling me by the name they called me when I was young? That name they are calling you, that description they gave you because they don't want you to do well. Not joke, they go to continue. The cult that was killed, is it Mark 11:2 or Luke 11:2? I think it's Mark. Check it for me. Check Mark 11:2, yes. The Bible say, he said, go into the village that is against you, and so you enter, you will see a cult tied. Why did they call it a cult? How will Jesus sit on the cult? No. A baby cult cannot carry the Lord of Lords. That it has been tied there. It was, so they are still describing it as a baby, but it's already a grown cult. So they lock him there. So, and if you read it on, we don't have time to read today, it's not a preaching. He said, the owners. He didn't say one owner. The owners, which means that has transferred hand to hand. Whoever, somebody is there that see that monetary that nobody will untie. Uncle Joko, if we just wake up in the morning and just make sure nobody come. Somebody is feeding the cult so that he will not die, but he will not manifest. So somebody will go and cut grass and give to the donkey where it is. So don't die. Shama jail. You are going to cry to God. My glory, you must rise and shine. My glory, you must come out today. Every power that tie you down, God will break it today. Heaven will break it today. Don't you see yourself that you are better than where you are? I went to do a short training somewhere, and I saw one boy who was heading a department. He was 26. 26. And I look, 26, and I can't. And I said, I was married over 26 years ago. My second son is 26, and I look at this young man, and you see, he's managing a team of about 22. Not the one woman, but his parents are not praying parents. I am a praying Father. You are going to cry. Where did they tie me down? Who still locked me down in my prime? What locked me down in my prime? Oh God, let me break forth today. Say with me, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father. As I pray this morning, every power that still locked me down in my village, every power that is kept me in the locker room, oh God, break me free today. Bring me out of the cupboard of the enemy. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Bring me out of the cupboard of the enemy. Bring me out of the locker room of the enemy. Cry to God today. Every power that locked me, every power, I break free from it today. 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 Jesus' name we pray. Let's say there are people that grow up with issues. You know, it's a daily battle. As you finish one battle, you are entering into another. Listen to me, no matter how big the aquarium is, the fish cannot grow beyond the aquarium. Any fish you put in the aquarium, you are just feeding it till it dies. It's not meant to manifest. Am I right? If you put, is it in U.S. or in New York, there is a big aquarium where they put a shark. Okay? A shark meant to live in aquarium. So what they have done is they are just feeding him to entertainment. They are just have you not seen madmen don't die? Madmen will sleep in the cold. God don't go kill them. They will drink from gutter. They will not die. Because the enemy just kept them for entertainment. For show. Whatever is putting your life for show. Today, death will separate you and them. They will die for you in the name of Jesus. So, the rope, the cord has the same rope. So, the neck cannot grow beyond that because it just kept at a point. It's just like a fish in an aquarium. From battle to battle. From issues to issues. You just know you are in London. You are in UK, but you are not okay. You are in China, you are not shining. I know a young man who had over 100,000 and he started with these immigration issues and he finished. And paper don't come. In fact, some of his friends organized, put themselves like lawyer and arranged marriage and all that. And he went there and they collected 28,000 from him cash. The second time he went there, they said they would call police for him. By then, they have finished with the second police. He said, we will die here. See, he don't get it. Am I talking to you? I called him and said, bro, look, this is not money. Money cannot solve your problem. How many of us have tried that? You know, money is not solving this problem. You are beautiful, does not solve the problem. It was yesterday I was saying, you see beautiful girls, they are married. And you see one key one, that the head goes south, leg go north, and men will be fighting over them. This pattern stops this year. It stops today in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray. Why am I being tired? Everyone break the rope around my neck. Let the chain on my leg be broken today. So listen, please, somebody, you need to pray this prayer. I am trusting God that if we are going to say next year, this matter must stop. We are praying something different. That your glory will be shining. I want to begin to pray with you, Lord. You know, there are some good problems. If this place, let's say 5,000 people show up here, that's a good problem. I've been looking for bigger. That's a good problem. Ibrahim suddenly now has like 10 billion pounds. That's a good problem. If he cannot sleep, he's thinking of which airplane do I need to buy, which private jet, how do I register with the airport, which hangar will I be parking there, do I build my own? That's a good problem. Not a problem of how do I pay my next rent. There are different problems. You are going to cry to God. Every problem that has been stopping them in my father's house, I, Daddy Oluwani, I come out of that problem. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Every problem that stopped them in my father's house, every problem that stopped them in my mother's house, every problem that stopped people that married into my wife's family, Lord, I come out of it today. I come out of it today. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. I come out. Every problem that stopped them in my father's house. gbogbo ogun to ja won nile ogun ni yi emi dare oluwa ni yi I come out of it gbogbo ogun to ja won nile ade omi oluwa mo yora mi kuro nbe lale yi gbogbo ogun to ja won nile fosogbon oluwa emi atawon mo mi a kuro nu e laro yi cry to god the battle they fight where you marry from or you marry to bring yourself and your children out. Every battle that stop them. I bring myself out. Pray for yourself, bring yourself out of it. The battle, the fight in the family where you marry from. In Jesus' name we pray. Please, let's pray this properly. Many of you, you know the battle of your father and your mother's house. But you don't know the battle of the family where you marry from. You know, it can be so deceptive that you even know them. And those of you who are blindly in love. Is it blind or open eyes love? You love too much. We are going to put it this way. Can I shock you? Anybody you have had a relationship with, you have gained something from them or lose something from them, you are going to pray. Anybody I've been in contact with in my life, every battle that fights them in their family, that I'm seeing the pattern in my life and my children. Oh God, this morning, bring me and my children out. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself, bring yourself and your children out. Every battle. Pray for yourself. Acquired battle from friends. Acquired battle through relationship. Acquired battle through sexual activity. Lord, I pull myself out of it today. Pray for yourself. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. I had a dream today, and it's more like what we are praying about. And I saw this massive black pot, massive. And they use it to cover some things. And I was saying, why is this pot in this place? And everybody will walk past it. You walk this side, you walk that side. And the pot is there. But you see everybody were ragged, useless, not knowing what they are doing. And I said, something is wrong. And I said, who owns this pot? Give me Luke 12:2. Who owns this pot? Luke 12:2. I said, who owns this pot? They said, what's your business? They said, this pot has been there from generation to generation. Nobody touched it. And I said, today, I said, this spot, we will break it. And there have been pastors who have come and do thanks delivery, is it thanks deliverance, and they have tried to break it, that their hole is not big enough to break it. I said, don't worry. We will get the excavator. We will excavate it, and we break it into pieces. The man said, the person that break it last didn't last 2 hours. I said, wait. In that dream, and I took him, I went to borrow a big caterpillar. And I said, drive it. You can't say, no, we go drive this thing. So I said, teach me. What do I need to do? He said, use this. I use it. Pick the something up. As it went up, we smash it and pull. And as I use the same thing, pack it up, get it to a grinder, and we grind it into powder. Yeah. And that's why I know whatever has covered you is being broken into pieces now. Because Luke 12:2 says, for nothing is covered that shall not be revealed. So you are going to cry to God. Let's speak ourselves to two. Let's speak. This is the last day now. After 10 o'clock, you go and break your fast. Fast finish. So don't reserve any energy. Hold somebody. Just hold somebody. I am going to give you the prayer point in two languages. You are going to the first, let me say it in English. What is the pot they used to cover the glory of this woman? Angels of God scattered this pot. And it said, boy, over. If Kokodu do one of you, boy, they will believe. And me, Oru, for C22. Ogun Oru, Tuka. Say with me, my father, my father. My father, my father, this man that I'm holding, what is used to cover his glory? What is the pot that is used to cover her? Heavenly host, scatter it into pieces. Scatter it into pieces. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for that person. Let the pot be scattered. Let the pot be scattered. Heavenly host, scatter it today. What is delaying the manifestation of this woman? Oh God, uncover and scatter. What is stopping this lady? Oh God, uncover and scatter. Pray for the person. Whatever the enemy has used to cover what you are looking for, whatever the enemy has looking for to cover your manifestation, I scatter it with the host of heaven. I grind it into pieces. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. What is the enemy using to cover the glory of this woman? Oh God, my Father. In Jesus' majesty name we pray. Please, while you are still holding that person in Isaiah 44, 24, God was describing himself. Put it up for me. God was describing, you know, when When God described himself, he wants to do something. God said, thus said the Lord thy Redeemer, he that formed thee from the womb. He was describing himself. He said, I'm the one that formed you from the womb. He said, I am the Lord that make all things, that stretch forth the heavens alone, that spread abroad the earth by my... God said, I spread everything by myself. So your enemy is created by God. Give me 25, and that's why you need to pray with that person. It now said, I am the God that frustrates the tokens of liars. So your enemy, God called them liars. He said, and I will frustrate their tokens. He said, I will make the diviner mad. The person they run to lock you up. God said they will run mad. Amen. With their children, they will go mad. Amen. He said, that turn wise men backward. And make their knowledge foolish. Somebody, you need to cry. Lord, every diviner working against this woman body. Lord, let them go mad now. Every diviner, pray for the person. Every diviner, every necromancer, every babalawo, every witches, every wizard working against this man. Lord, let them go mad. Let them go mad. Let them go mad. Talo le ni yo ni shori re. Olu adeke ni ye yawere. Talo lo ma yo ni shori re. Olu adeke ni ye yawere. Oluwa. Make their diviner mad, Lord. Make their knowledge foolish. In Jesus' name we pray. Take somebody's hand. I'm conscious of time. Take somebody's hand. You are going to pray. Let every wickedness operating in this man's life, let it stop now. Psalm 7 verse 9. It said, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Is that what it said? Psalm 7 verse 9. He said, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Have you put it up? Yes. So make sure you hold somebody. You will pray for that person. Let's see. What is making you not to shine this wickedness? Whoever is not happy with you, they will die.
Amen.
I've said it. I'm saying it the third time or the fourth time. Before Jew, you will bury them one by one.
Amen.
He said, "Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end." So you are going to pray, "This woman am holding, oh God. Let every wickedness against her, let it come to an end now." Open your mouth, pray for the person. Every wickedness in her health, in her finances, let it come to an end now. Pray for the person. Every wickedness operating in her life, operating in his life, let the wickedness come to an end. Let the wickedness end. Let every wickedness end now. Pray for that person. Every wickedness that has been perpetrated against this woman, let it end now. Let it end now. Let it end now. Lord, this woman will not leave this home with wickedness. That act of wickedness upon her life, it ends today. That delay is over. That denial is over. Pray for that person. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Pick somebody else. Pick somebody else. Pick somebody else. Give me Proverbs 26, 27. You don't be far from there. Because Proverbs 26, 27. You are going to, you see, like the song we sing. That's the only song that I sang to them. If not die, let them die. If not cool, let them cool. If not pay me, let them. He said, whoso dig a pit shall fall in tearing, and he that roll a stone, it will return upon him. You are going to pray. Whoever is planning this woman to go down, let him go down. Whoever is planning this man to fail, let the person fail. Open your mouth, pray for the person. Anybody, don't worry, Shubu, mi Oluwa. They come Shubu, and it over King Ku. They come by Kumiku Olua. Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Whoever want me to go down, let him go down. Whoever want this woman to go down, let the person go down. Whoever want this woman to die, let the woman die. Pray for that person. Any Kenita bidding will be there. Tabi ta gbe jade nu obirin to fe isubu mi oluwa oluwa je keni na subu oluwa who is involved, let them go down for me. Let them die for me. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Jesus' majestic name we pray. Pray the second prayer with that person. In Psalm 37 verse 28. Psalm 37 verse 28. He said, let the seed of the wicked be cut off. put it up. Let's read it. For the Lord loveth judgment. God himself loves judgment. He wants to judge your enemy. Okay? And forsake not his saint. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. Now, let's pray the prayer we prayed yesterday for those of us who are here. Anybody who has heard about the wicked being perpetrated against me and is happy with it, they don't need to do anything, but they're happy. Anybody who heard about it did not stop them. Anybody who see them doing it did not stop them. Oh, God of heaven, cut them off from this face of the earth. You understand? Because this thing, if somebody has said, hey, don't try that too. That's a child of God though. Maybe the person will have taken rise. If somebody has said, I am not part of it though, and shout out, hey, by me, oh, he want to do this person's evil. Those wickedness will have stopped. In my village, there's one man, Baba Jatiro. He kills, in fact, when he wants to take somebody's wife, he will not take an ordinary wife. He will take the one that is pregnant. And he will collect the pregnancy and the baby. And even the king cannot talk. Nobody talks until he died wretched. But before he died, he has scattered so many homes. He took my grandmother. He married my grandmother. He took her with my mom is immediate junior sister. He was just doing what he liked. And, you know, the whole city got a security man to guard the whole city. He fought the guy. The guy almost died. The guy ran. Until they give him the job. It's, anything wickedness, that is where it celebrates. If you see somebody dating somebody who doesn't like the person, it will put what they call it? Magu. What's the English of magu? Thunderbolt on the woman. He put it on somebody in my family too. Until a lady, he told the lady to weep, and they gathered a whole man in the marketplace, and every one of us, I was grown up, and the woman opened her and pee to his mouth to drink before the thing could release him. The woman is not his daughter. It's not his girlfriend. He has nothing. Just pure wickedness. The woman is not married to anybody. He's just an old lady. Just pure wickedness. And that's why you will pray. Anyone who has heard about wickedness be perpetrated against me, can I shock you? What we are going through is not only one person who knows about it. There are more than one. And while you need to pray this prayer, why the Bible said they have let the seed of the wicked be cut off so that there will be no regrouping. We are going to pray this prayer through this year. Today we end it.
Amen.
If you had any bad dream, call me from that middle of the night. We will send that fire back to where it comes from.
Amen.
Until we scatter them fully. There's no rest for the wicked. That's what the Bible says. You are not wicked. So why will you be running scatter? Today, it is a hospital appointment. Tomorrow, you are scared of your job. You are scared of your finances. Red letter, come to the depot. That stop today in the name of Jesus. You will live a fulfilled life. You will enjoy your life in the name of Jesus. Pray for that person. Say with me, my father, this woman that I'm holding, every wickedness that has been perpetrated against her, anyone that knows about it and did nothing, let him and their seed be cut off. Open their mouth and pray. Let their seed be cut off. Let their seed be cut off. Let their seed be cut off. Lord, anyone, erase them completely. Erase them from the surface of the earth. Let wickedness be totally erased. I want to buy a dead family. He called on go to one candy cocker. Keep on going. Cook what did he? Can't that then let come up by the wallet? Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Kushamba toto bele de de gede. Ikarabaroto kosho gege gede. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Leave that person and pray for yourself now. In Joel 2:25, put it up, Joel 2:25. And the Bible says, I will restore. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the canker worm and the power worm. And my great army which I sent among you are going to pray. Every year that has been wasted by the enemy, oh God, restore it to me. Listen to me. That person who disappointed you in the middle of your journey, it will disappear. I don't know that word for, but I just saw it. The person who disappointed you in the middle of your journey, that made your journey to be longer than necessary, that person will disappear for you in the name of Jesus. Every liar will not perish. They will not make it. All those that have lied to you, they have used lies to waste your time. They have used lies to waste your life. God will judge them today. Some of you, when you hear their news, it will be painful. Just come to your room and just smile and say, Lord, you answer the prayer. I told somebody, I said, some, I'm expecting few deaths this year. I'm putting some money aside that will pay for their coffin. Let them go and rot in hell. I'll pay for their coffin. Enough is enough. Amen. Don't you know? Yes. If they waste 1 hour, I said 1 hour is so important. Yes, but this wastes years. At times you will wake up, you don't even know where to start again. Because the way where they put you, you cannot even. To start become difficult. You are going to pray, oh God of heaven, restore to me this year. Every year that I've been wasted, every year that I've missed, oh God, Lord, restore to me. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Everyone can still restore. All the years that I've been eating by the wicked. Pray for yourself. Oh God, restore to me the year of my waiting. The year, restore, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Them lady, please help me with this one. Make me so okay. Baby today. Family law was okay. King Adju Ayela. Family law was okay. Mama Jacob. Baby soke. Baby dide. Pamela was okay. King God, you are the Lord. Ogo aye mi. Cheko yo jade. Pamela was okay. Mama Jeko pe. Do you know how he ends? Mama Jeko pe. Let's sing it well again. Let's sing it two times. And then we are going to take a prayer point. But before we are singing that, give me this scripture. Put it on the board that they can see. Isaiah 25:7. Isaiah 25:7. Put it on the board. Then sing it, please.
Baby, it's okay. Baby, DJ. Baby, now it's okay. King, got you, aye, Lord. Ogo, aye, me.
Mama Jeko pe,
bemi o,
bemi soke,
Baba,
bemi dide, familo wa soke, inga ju aye lo, ogo aye mi, Jeko yo jade, familo wa soke. One more time,
Mama Jeko pe,
bemi soke,
Baba,
bemi dide. Pamela was okay. He got you a yellow. Ogo aye mi. Deko yo jade. Pamela was okay. Mama deko pe. You are going to cry to God. Lord, pull me up. Let me be above all my enemy. The way you raised Joseph up. And his sibling cannot pull him down. Oh God, raise me up. Pray for yourself this morning. Praise for yourself. Lord, raise me up. Let me be higher than my enemy. Oh God, do it, oh God. Do it now, Lord. Do it now, Lord. Pray for yourself. Do it now. Do it now. Pull me up, Lord. Raise 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 me up, Lord. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. He can broke us. Get again. He bala da 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 da. Oh God. He blind get again. He broke us. Shakata tokoto. Let me higher, Lord. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Isaiah 25:7. He said, and he will destroy all in this mountain, in this prayer place. He said, he will destroy the face of the covering cast over his people. What is making people not to see you? God said, I will tear it up. What is making a pattern not to locate you? He said, I will tear it up with you. He said, the face of the covering. What covers you? Hallelujah. You are going to pray. Lord, every covering of the enemy over my life, over my children, over my home, over my marriage, Lord, tear it into pieces now. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Whatever the enemy has used to cover my face, to cover my life, Lord, tear it into pieces. Pray for yourself. I have just 5 minutes for this prayer. Pray for yourself. Whatever the enemy have used to cover me, to cover my face, to cover my destiny, to cover my glory, Lord, tear it up this morning. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Anything that has covered my glory, Lord, scatter it with your fire. Scatter it with your fire, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. The last prayer point is Romans 8:19. Romans 8:19, it said, the old world waits for the manifestations of the sons of God, for the endless expectation of creatures. Creatures. Millions of people are still waiting for you. They are waiting. In fact, many lives are in disarray because you have not manifested. This is the way I want you to do it. Slow down, boy. I want you to spiritually do it today. For example, you walk into your manifestation. You are going to say, Lord, I step into my manifestation. I step into my victory. I step into my prosperity. I step into my peace. Begin to declare to yourself, whatever you want, begin to step into it. I carry my baby this year. I receive the new job. I receive, oh God. Begin to talk about it. Lord, I will do my wedding this year. Begin to walk into your manifestation. Walk into your manifestation. The whole station. The all creature. You will be bigger than Elon Musk. You are going to manifest. Walk into that manifestation. Walk into that manifestation. Walk into that manifestation. As majestic name we pray. Let's stretch our hands towards the altar. Oh God that has no second. Oh God that has no equal. Oh God that says, I will never call my children up for in vain. Unto you we come this morning. I lift every man, every woman, every child, every adult under the sound of my voice to you this morning. Lord, the battle they have been fighting since they were born, the battle they born them into that has been delaying their manifestation, let the battle end this morning in the name of Jesus. I release the fire of Holy Ghost, mingle with the blood of Jesus. And I scatter every battle that is fighting you in the name of Jesus. The strength of the wicked is cut off today in the name of Jesus. The backbone of the wicked is destroyed today in the name of Jesus. The pillar that back your enemy, that pillar collapsed today in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, let them walk into their manifestation. Spirit of the living God, take them to another realm, another level, the level of manifestation. Lord, for every year they have lost, let there be sevenfold return in the name of Jesus. For every opportunity they have missed, let there be sevenfold return in the name of Jesus. This year you will manifest. This year you will make it. This year, that thing you have been praying for the last 5 years, you are getting it in the name of Jesus. No more disappointment. No more delay. No more denial. No more carryover. In the name of Jesus. That your hand is stretched to the Lord, those hands are blessed. Those hands are blessed. Those hands are blessed. With that hands, you will collect your letter. With that hands, you will collect the key. With that hand, you will carry your baby. With that hands, you will collect your promotion letter. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for that lady. We thank you for that man. Because you have completed your work in them. Thank you for that woman walking down the aisle this year. Lord, you will do it. What you, they will see themselves, they will be surprised. How did this happen? Lord, do it for them in the name of Jesus. While you sit at home, miracle will walk into your house. On the way, miracle will locate you. At work, miracle will locate you. When you come to church, miracle will be waiting for you. There have been miracle galores in your life. No more disappointment. Thank you, Father. Lord, I pray that the prayer point we have prayed over this prayer and fasting. Lord, give us the grace. Give us the miracle that we will only come back to thank you for it. That we will not need to pray it anymore in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We worship you, adore you. Give that woman a miracle, Lord. Give that woman a miracle, Lord. Total healing. Total healing. Total healing. You will not carry the load of two people alone. You will not do the work of two people alone. Christ will be there for you. Thank you, Father. Our children are blessed. They will be the best among their equal. Nobody will double cross our children. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody shout hallelujah! What a time of prayer.